This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Right now, federal law does not allow states to drug test recipients of food stamps, but there is no such law for another program that's designed to give funds to provide families with financial assistance and other support services. And some lawmakers in Texas want that to change. In fact, they want to require those recipients to be tested for drugs. For more on the proposals, we're joined by Marissa Evans, who covers health and human service policy for the Texas Tribune. Marissa, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, nice to see you.
Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the program first before we get into the proposals here.
Okay.
Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. TANF, is that the way?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the program.
So TANF is for families who, low-income families, who are, let's say, in between jobs. So it's a federal cash assistance program.
Right.
So families can use it for things like rent, food, utilities, whatever they might need to get them over to that next paycheck or that help that they might be dealing with.
So the proposals that have been put out there, it's not the first of their kind, I suppose you can say.
No, not at all.
Other states have something like this?
Other states, like, for example, Michigan, they have something similar to what Senator Jane Nelson is proposing. The only difference is with them is that they actually pay for some substance abuse programs for people who test positive. So the good thing is with this is there's a drug screening as opposed to just straight drug testing.
Uh-huh.
And that was a big thing for a lot of critics is that they didn't want that.
And so her proposal would have some kind of follow-on, I suppose you could say. But would it deny actual aid to needy families in the event that someone tested positive for drugs?
Yes, it would. Essentially, what the bill is saying is that, you know, if they suspect that you might be using drugs, you will be sent to a drug test. And if you test positive, you'll be denied benefits for 6 months. But the bill does have a caveat that allows, say, a protective payee to, if there's a child involved, to accept the benefits on behalf of the child. But that person will also have to get drug tested, too. So it's not as if, you know, it's a free-for-all where if you don't test negative, that you have to, you can just pass on the benefits potentially mm-hmm. to someone else.
I see. Ken King in the House has mm-hmm. a similar mm-hmm. proposal. How does his differ from that of Jane Nelson?
They don't. I think his is supposed to be the companion bill. But like I said, none of them have pay-fors for substance abuse treatments. You basically, if you test positive, you're
on your own?
Essentially, you'll get a sheet of paper with all of the substance abuse treatment centers in your area, but that's as far as the state will go with this particular legislation.
Help me with something here. What is the thinking or the philosophy behind denying someone these funds if they are addicted or they're drug users? Is it that they don't want the money that might come from the federal government to be spent on drugs or what? Or to punish them or what exactly?
So Republicans have always said, you know, if you can afford drugs like marijuana or cocaine or methamphetamine, you should be able to afford to help your family with things like food, rent, utilities, and basic needs. You shouldn't need to come to the federal government for a handout. And so with Brothers critics are saying, well, you know, if we are finding that people who are not only poor, but also have an addiction problem, we should be helping them as opposed to punishing them and just straight up denying them benefits, particularly if the state is not going to pay for substance abuse treatment.
Does it come down to a partisan issue?
I believe it does. You know, I think the Republicans are all about, you know, making sure people are taking personal responsibility for their own issues and making sure that they're not using the federal government to help a habit, essentially. And Democrats and other more liberal think tanks are saying, well, no, we need to actually find these people and get them in here and help them with their addiction problems. And in Texas, it's already very difficult to qualify for TANF as it is because of the eligibility requirements for asset tests for vehicles and income. So it's already difficult enough to access TANF. And in addition, there's also not that many adults who qualify. In Texas right now, we only have about 8,000 adults who are in TANF. The other 54,000 some people are children. So this program is really designed to help make sure children don't get denied benefits.
Marissa Evans reports on health and human service policy issues for the Texas Tribune. Marissa, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.